Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And all the other things you can read, you can listen, you can check out the Brain Trust members like our good friend Tom Asacker. Boy, if you want to get an education on branding, on how to put your best foot forward in the marketplace, how to act like the big companies act, but still be small and so lovable and cute and huggable for customers. If you want to learn how to do that, go back and check out the things that Tom Asacker has taught us over the years. You can find his suite of information right there on our website, and plus his own website, which I encourage you to go to. Tom, tell us your website and how we can find your books.
I just go to opportunityscreams.com.
All right.
And that'll give you all the information about the new book and a link to my blog and all that.
All right. Opportunity Screams. And that's the new book, by the way, folks. And plus all the other books that he's written, Clear Eye for Branding, a little less Conversation, Sandbox Wisdom, et cetera, et cetera. Tom, we're talking about what you call the dynamic and the static parts of your brand. And can you talk to us a little bit about how, let's get a little bit more specific about how this would work for a small business?
Yeah, that's the interesting part, isn't it, about the dynamic aspect, about innovation. I can't really tell you what to do. All I do know, though, is that the insights that you get into how your customers are feeling, what they need to improve their lives, what you can do to make the experience better, that's what generates ideas and leads to deeper, more meaningful connections between mm-hmm. you and your customer. You know, so I mean, that interest in them and improving their lives and making them happy, that's what provides the knowledge that other people don't have that you need to co-create value with them. I mean, it's these real insights, real consumer insights, real business insights. It could be real data insights if you're looking at some data about people. And that's what allows you to say, wow, what if I did this? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. This what if I did this, the answer to that is not on our show or your show or in a book or on Google. If the answer is, go do it.
Mm-hmm. And the what if I did this is the dynamic part that you may adjust and change and as you go through the year or through the years, but underlying all that is the knowledge that customers have that they can count on you, that you'll be honest, that you'll be authentic, that you'll take care of them regardless of what happens, that you can always be relied upon. That's the static part. But I want to ask you another question, Tom. One of the things I've been talking a lot about in the last couple of years or so, as I advance my ideas about the age of the customer, is that being the value proposition is not going to go away. People still want the value, but I think people are part of the brand, part of the static part of the brand in the age of the customer is that they want you to be relevant to them. Meaning that the things that you do and the things that you say, the things that you offer are more, you're anticipating how they're going to want to be connected with. You told me that you don't have a landline. You only have a mobile phone, right?
It's exactly, yeah.
So my point is that that's something people who work with you should, customers or companies you work with that you buy from, they need to know that so they can be relevant to you, so they can connect with you the way you want to be connected. Obviously, you won't want to, you know, they can't find you in the phone book. You see what I mean? Those kinds of things. Customers have different expectations these days, I think. And I think that's part of the static part of your brand, being relevant to them in with their expectations. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. Listen, Jim, there's a real tension in the marketplace and even with organizations because people are creatures of habit. There's no doubt about that. But they're also drawn to novelty, right? So there's this conflict. It's like, well, I've got these customers, and they habitually come to me. You shouldn't expect that because mm-hmm. people are drawn to novelty as well. So if you're not combining novelty, the dynamic, with the static, with the ritual, it's going to be a problem eventually. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, somebody's not going to show up, and you're going to wonder why. Or you're not growing, and you're wondering right. why, what's going on.
Well, let me give you an example. There was a time when you had a phone, right? You had a landline.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so if I'm trying to reach you, and part of my marketing is to send you a voicemail to leave on your machine if you don't answer the phone, well, I can't reach you anymore. So I need to know that you only have a cell and that I can text you. Would it be okay if I texted you, Tom, and told you about a new opportunity?
No, that's what I'm telling you is
yeah.
the deeper the connection and the relationship you have with people, the better that you can help understand how you can customize what you do to improve their lives.
And the customization, exactly, the customization is how they consider you becoming relevant to them. Hey, Tom, give us that website again, please.
It's opportunityscreams.com.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. Tom A. Sacker, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Tom joined us. I got to go for this half hour. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.